Today's the fourth day of Parikrama. Tomorrow is the last day of the Parikrama. So we consider it to the Vipa. Where all the seasons, how many seasons are there? Do you know? Five or seven? Six seasons are there. First is the spring. The spring season. You know, the summer also and winter and all these seasons. So where the six seasons, in Ritu Dvipa, the six seasons, they appear directly to serve to God. Shukadeva Goswami Pada. He told all this to Parikrit Maharaj. Because all the lilas of Krishna, everything depends on some circumstances, like the place, sthan. Where Krishna is doing his pastimes, his lila? Depends on the place. Krishna has three lilas. The lila in Dwarika, in Mathura, and in Vrindavan. So everything, those of you are searching so much. This is like the Leila's, for example, Krishna was in Vrindavan for 10 years and a half. Jiva Goswami describes for 10 years and 8 months Krishna was in Vrindavan. After that, Krishna, when he was 11, he entered Mathura. And he killed the demons like Kamsa, and then after that, he went to Guru Griha, to the house of Guru Sandipani in Ujjain. He was staying in Ujjain for 64 days and Krishna learned 64 arts. After that, he came back to Mathura, and in Mathura, Krishna, he was feeling separation from the Vrajvasis. And then Krishna sent Uddhava to Vraj. Krishna, he sent Uddhava to pacify the Vrajavasis, especially Nanda Yashoda, and to Uddhava to pacify his beloved, the gopis, the beloved of Krishna, gopis. Uddhava came and saw the separation of the Vrajavasis. Especially, he saw the transcendental madness of Srimati Radhika. And then after that, Krishna went to Mathura and went to Dwarka Puri. Krishna got married in Dwarka with 16,108 queens. And Krishna also killed many demons while he was staying there. Then after that, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, there's the deal of the disappearance of Krishna. That Krishna first went to Prabhas Kanda, one place, and then from there Krishna disappeared. According to the Lagu Bhagavatamritam, after Kurukshetra, after Santana Krishna came back, then he came to Mathura, killed Dantavakra, and then Krishna crossed the Jamuna and came to Vrindavan. And then he pacified the gopis in Vrindavana, and also did many pastimes with them, numerous pastimes. And then, only then, after that, Krishna took all the Vrajavasis and Krishna went to transcendental world. So, there is one story in the Bhagavatam, and the story of the Lagu Bhagavatam is different in some places. There is a slight difference. Which one has its own speciality? The story told in Bhagavatam and in Lagu Bhagavatam. The story that Shukadeva Goswami told in the Bhagavatam. Sometimes he would be so absorbed in Bhava. He would mix pastimes from different universes because he was having darshan of lilas of different universes and also of transcendental Goloka Vrindavan. So there's no fault in that. Because the Uttam High Mahabhagavata, highest devotee, when he's speaking some katha, he's absorbed in the bhava. And he's seen the lilas of many universes. He's describing lilas of many universes. And sometimes they might be out of sequence. Sometimes they might be out of sequence. Another point, when he's describing the katha of Nitya Goloka Vrindavana Dham, transcendental world, sometimes it's so absorbed in bhava that the separation comes and melts his heart, condenses his heart. And in this separation, sometimes the devotee becomes stunned, like not moving. He cannot speak anything. So in the same way, this happened to Shukadeva Goswami. Actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Pada also explains that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, why Shukadeva didn't tell the name of the gopis in the Bhagavatam. There's one point. That Shukadeva Goswami Maharaj, he was telling the katha to Parikshit Maharaj. And in that moment, Shukadeva Goswami Pada, he was suffering so much in separation from his guru. And when he started speaking about the gopis in their separation mood, Shukadeva Goswami would faint for 6 months. He would faint for 6 months. Because especially to remember Radha and the gopis, he cannot like be well, like cannot, you know, he cannot compose himself. That's why he faints for 6 months, if he remembers them. So that's why he didn't say the name of any gopi in the Bhagavatam. Another point also. When Shukadeva Goswami Pada was speaking about the separation mode of the gopis in the Bhagavatam, when he was going to describe their sweetness, directly the Braja gopis like Radha, Lalita, etc., they appeared in the inner core of the heart of Shukadeva Goswami. They appeared there and they ordered him. What did they say? Hey Shukadeva, there are so many unqualified persons sitting here, so we should not tell our names in front of them. Don't tell our names in front of these people. Because Shukadeva Goswami Pada, when he was giving the katha to Parikshit Maharaj, at the moment, there was many kinds of people also present in that assembly. Ahuta, anahuta, arahuta, do you know what is this? I don't know. Ah, okay, those who were invited, those who were not invited. So those who were invited, they came. Those who were not invited, they came. Those who just listened that something was going on, like, oh, something's going on there at the Bhagavatam, so they came just to check out. So, these names, Gurudev is saying, Ahuta, Nahuta, Sanskrit meaning this. So, even Mayavadis, Advaitavadis, monists also were present. Some people only, like, people just to make fun of was there. Like, not everybody comes for the Sinharikata. Some people are there just to make fun of the situation. That's in Hindi they say, some people are srota, listener, some people are sota, those who sleep in the Harikata, and some people are sorota, means they come just to speak in the back of the things and Sorota is also somebody who is cutting the betel leaves. Means the person is only checking the faults, seeing the faults of the situation. He's, this was the problem in the tarikata, this was the problem in the program, this happened, that happened. The person doesn't want to have anything to do with the kata, just want to see the faults of what is going on and speaking parallel conversation gospel. Another kind of person is those who are sleeping, sota. He sleeps so well in the kata. And a third kind is the real shruta listener, the person who hears attentively. So, that's why Shukadeva Goswami decided not to speak the names of Radhin Gopis, because they forbid him to do that, to do so. Because actually this Bhagavad Katha is only for those who have faith. Those who have faith, they can attain this. So those who have faith, then you can tell Harikatha for those who have faith. But if you speak kata, if for those who don't have faith, Shastra explains this is an offense. So by this reason, Shukadeva Goswami didn't take directly the name of any gopi. But indirectly, yes. Actually, he spoke the name of all the gopis indirectly. Okay. So I was discussing about that. The remembrance and speaking of Harikatha depends on the circumstance, place, patra, and also those who are involved in it. Like desh, what is the desh? Like the place, Vrindavan, like the state or city. Kal, also the time, is also important. According to the time. So the kata is also spoken according to the time, the circumstance which is happening. Patra means, for example, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Like when you speak something about who is the person you're talking about, like the character, who is the character, how is he, how old is he, who is involved in this lila you're describing or this story you're telling, who is that person, character, patra. Okay, so all the seasons they were present in Braj to serve Krishna. That's why Shukadeva Goswami Pad in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he spoke about the six seasons. He told about the summertime in Braj, there's so much sun. Gurudev used to say that the rays of the sun would even burn the skin of the deer. Like, you know, he would be like tanned, like real tanned, because it was so much hard, like scorches rays of the sun. So even the deer, the animals would also be, you know, tanned. So all these rivers and even the ponds would dry up because of the heat. Even the turtle stays in the mud. But when it's too hot, the tortoise stays under the earth. A turtle stays under the earth. Some rivers even dry up. Now, some rivers, they have a lot of water. But if it's a small river or like a small river in the hot summertime, it will dry. So in Vraja it was only dust because of the heat, and only dust and hot weather, like this. Grishma Ritu means summer season. Then Varshad Ritu means the rainy seasons. When it comes the rain, so it starts like drizzling. Ritu means season. So all the Vrijvas, they give up all their household duties, and they come outside the house and they are wearing very thin clothes. And they are, you know, in the swing time, swing festival. Because when it's like drizzling form, drizzling? Drizzling. When it's drizzling, so it's very nice, and also they are swinging in the swing this moment. When the autumn season comes, all the dust and the, you know, because in the rainy time season, the rivers and ponds become full of dirt, like, you know, dirty things, like mud, etc., leaves. But in the autumn season, all these things which are like polluting the water of the river, like this organic matter, I don't know how to say it in English, this all will deposit in the bottom of the river, and the water will be clear. And then so many animals, like swan, turtle, even also so many kinds of birds, peacock, peahen. They are doing the song Keka, and they are embellishing Braj. And also, the bumblebees, they are humming on the flowers, trying to collect honey. Everyone's heart is full of waves of bliss. Okay, this is autumn. Then Hemanta Kal means the dewy season. There's a soft breeze coming. And all this is described. The six seasons, they are so well described in the Bhagavatam, really. This literature is means like the Bhagavata describes in such a beautiful way all the seasons, just like a poem. Like those who study literature, for example, they can see in the Bhagavata in such a beautiful literature, like a beautiful like prose describing, like so well written, all this description. So in the autumn season, Krishna, he performs his autumn season Rasa Lila. All this is so well described, like very beautifully described. Okay, Sarat, Hemanta. Then in Hemanta, the season starts some cold wind. Then everyone slowly feels colder. It feels more cold. Then comes the winter. Osha Mag. Very like cold wind. And the Bhagavatam explains how the Brajavasis, even in the cold weather, they used to take bath in the Jamuna. Especially they were performing the Katayani Brat. You know, the Katayani Brat of the Gopis. After that, okay. Then comes the, after winter, the spring season. And the spring season starts a little bit soft breeze, and like the cold weather is leaving, is going away. And then comes again the Grishma, the summer. So in these six seasons, they are in Vrindavan, serving Vrindavan. Shastra explains, our Raghunath Das Goswami explains that Vrindavan is such a sweet dham, transcendental, divine. God himself, mercifully, he appears from Nitya Goloka Vrindavan with his associates. He appears in this material world. And everything in Vrindavan is favorable for his pastimes. Everything in Vrindavan is favorable for Krishna's pastimes. Nothing externally might look like unfavorable. Pratikul. Do you know what is pratikul? Looks like unfavorable sometimes. But actually everything is favorable for Krishna's pastimes. Because in that transcendental world, there is nothing which is unfavorable for Krishna. So the meeting of Radha Govinda and their separation, Viraha, just to manifest these two kinds of bhavas. Actually, Jogamaya makes all these lilas just to create the meeting and separation of Radha and Krishna. This is the duty of Jogamaya, to create the meeting and separation of Radha and Krishna. Why was I saying all this? In Ritu Dvipa, Gurudev used to sit before, when he used to go with Gurudeva. We used to go there There was a beautiful temple. We used to sit there, and in one side it was Krishna Kunda and another Radha Kunda. Where today in the lunchtime we were there in Kobala, that was Radha Kunda. And in this side was the Krishna Kunda. So, which is also Ritu Dvipa there. Because we came from this side, so. But generally go for the other side, through the other side. So it's very far. Now we came far. So, walking. So also, first we came to Samudragar. We have heard about Samudragar, how the king Samudra Sen, he had a pastime with Bhima Sen. You have already heard this today. In Samudragar also, the ocean himself came there to meet Ganga, his wife. Because how can I describe the good fortune of the Ganga Devi? Guru Devi used to say that Ganga and Jamuna, actually, they are sisters. The Ganges and the Jamuna, they are sisters. Jamuna is in Vrindavan in the pastimes of Radha Govinda. Lord Krishna performs many pastimes of the gopis, like pastimes in the boat, Jalbihar playing in the water, boat sporting. All this in the Jamuna. And so many kinds of pastimes in the Jamuna. When we go to Vrindavan, to these places, like Manasiganga also, or when you go to where Krishna killed the demon, also when you go to Lohaban, we speak about all this. About how Krishna was playing in the boat. You know, the Parangaranga Ghat, near to Chakleshra Mahadeva, all these pastimes which took place there, sometimes we describe when we're there. So what I want to say about the good fortune of the Jamuna River. And the Ganges also nothing less. Nothing less. Ganges. Who was playing the Ganges? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? The combined form of Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the embodiment of compassion, magnanimity. He was playing in the Ganges. So, both of them are so glorious, but some people say that Jamuna is more glorious. Jiva Goswami described the beautiful glory of Ganga and Jamuna. Once, some people say that Jamuna is more glorious, but Jiva Goswami, he described about this one time. There was a big assembly in Andhra, and the Panditas, they were asking this question, who is higher, Ganges or Jamuna? Ganga or Jamuna? Then, you know, the Panditas, they were describing the glories of each of one of them. For example, those who live near the Jamuna, they are describing the glories of the Jamuna. The Panditas who live near the Ganges, they are describing the glories of the Ganges. So many logics and arguments they were discussing, debates. So who decide? Then in this moment, the king, Agrabhagavatsa, he called to Jiva Goswami Pada. In the time, Jiva Goswami Pada, he was in Vrindavan, and he was already a little bit old. So Jiva Goswami thought, look, I'm already kind of old, so for me it's not so easy to walk, to go and come back. But Agrabhagavatsa, the king, insisted, and he arranged a horse for Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami went in the horse and went to the assembly in Agra. And then Jiva Goswami, he heard the arguments of both sides. Those who were finding Ganges more and Jamuna. But Jiva Goswami gave a simple answer. What did he say? Tell me, who is higher? The wife or the maid? The queen wife Patrani means the wife, which is queen, a queen, or the servant, the maid. Who is higher? Sevika, like a maid in the house. Who is higher? The wife, the queen, of course. So Jamun explains that Jamun is Patrani. She's like a queen and wife of Lord. Kirtan also explains. A Kirtan also says like this. So Jiva Goswami told Jamun is higher. But what is the Ganga? Is the foot bathing water of the expansion 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 of Vrijananda Shamasundara. Vamana Deva, lotus feet water. The Charanamrita of Vamana Deva. Brahmaji kept in his water pot, Kamandam. And after that, Sagar Maharaj, in the dynasty of Sagar Maharaj, the king Bhagirath, he, after many births in this dynasty, Bhagirath was able to bring Ganga to this material world. So what is Ganga? The water that bathes Vishnu's feet. So, who is more glorious? Jamuna. Everybody claps. Oh, very nice. Okay, so Jamuna is higher. But Jiva Goswami in the end, he spoke one thing. But look, Krishna did pastimes where? In the Jamuna river. And who did pastimes in Ganga? Mahaprabhu. So if you analyze the specialty of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu is the combined forms of Radha and Krishna. Mahaprabhu manifested with the bhava and mood and complexion of Srimati Radhika. And he's covered with the complexion of Srimati Radhika. But Krishna embraced by Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika herself, she covered Krishna like on all sides. On all, like everywhere in his body. So who did pastimes in Ganga? Externally we say Mahaprabhu, but if you analyze, who is actually doing pastimes? Srimati Radhika. We see the glories of Srimati Radhika actually. Chaitanya Guru Hari is the embodiment of compassion and magnanimity. So he glorified so much the Ganga in his mind. So if you analyze the good fortune of the Ganga, what happened? The ocean, Samudra, could not compose himself, seeing the good fortune of the Ganga. And the Samudra came, the ocean came here. That's why that Samudragar. Why the name Samudragar? Nobody told this. Because the ocean came there. Samudra means ocean. What is the meaning of Samudragar? What is the meaning of this name? Because seeing the good fortune of the Ganga, the husband of Ganga, ocean, Samudra, thought, the combined form of Radha and Krishna, Chaitanya Guru Hari, you got the good fortune of Mahaprabhu. So I also want to get some drops of this good fortune. So the ocean came there. That's why the name of the place is Samudraga. Another point also you've heard that there was a battle between Bhimasena and Samudrasena. You also heard this katha. Samudragar is also called Dwarakapuri. How does it describe also? Also many lilas happened there. After that we went to where? Champahati. I spoke only for 5 minutes there. Dvija Baninath. Dvija Baninath. Dvija Baninath. So the story of Dvija Baninath we also heard. Yes, after that there was a market of champaka flowers. It's jasmine. And also this champaka lata, very dear Saki also. She used to sell there the champaka flowers. Sorry, I couldn't answer, but it looks like he spoke like this. Anyway. Champaka, champalata saki? So that's why he's also called Kommod van der. So when you do near to Tal van der is Kommod van. No. First listen. So Samudragar is called which forest of Vrindavan? In the hills of Vrindavan it is Bahulavan. And Champahati. Khadirvan. Champahati?
Champahati
is Khadirvan. Champalata Saki? What did you say there? Champalata Saki? So there are one Sakya of Shrimati Radhika. Champakalata. She did many pastimes there. Plucking flowers and then she was taking all these flowers and these young girls, they used to sell also these flowers. Playing, selling but in a playing mood. Like, no, sometimes we used to do also small clay pot with mud. We used to make a small clay pot, and then we used to sell also this house. This money was also like fake money, like not proper money, like some stone. No, like this plain place, like a plain thing. You know, in the childhood. Now people. When they are young, they just play with the mobile. They don't do this kind of playing activities. You know, this imaginative, you know, this childish things. And, but no, nowadays only mobile. People don't do this. So beautiful dates of Gurgadadhar also you saw, especially the place of Jayadeva Goswami. Jayadeva Goswami used to stay there and he composed the Gita Govinda and Nashavatara Sutra while he was there. That's how it's called Jayadeva Goswami Pada Bhari. I don't know the meaning of this. So, in Gita Govinda, there's the Nashavatara Sutra. Then after that, it's so beautiful, the Dashavatara Sutra, describing about Matsakurma Varaha. All this is described in the Dashavatara Sutra. Some people, they describe that some sequences there from the Jiva, Jiva Kikrama, the sequence of the Jiva. How the Jiva gets the human body, like slowly, after incarnating different species. Srimad Bhagavatam also describes, first we get the four-legged body, then Dvipadi, like two legs, etc. But it's not applicable. Cannot apply this for God. Who is being described in Dashavatara Sutra? The same Jagadish Hare Krishna. In the form of Matsya. In the destruction time. He is actually delivering everyone. But all the Jivas. But why the Gopis are listening to this? What is in it? This is Aishwarya Marga, Upland's mood. Upland mood.
Upland
Jayadeva Goswami Pandit, he wrote this high thing full of ras. So why is necessary to describe all this? You should understand this also. The Gita Govinda is not an ordinary book. It's full of Unnata Jalaras, means highest parakya bhav. Unnata Jalaras Madhuri. So why these opulent small things, Ashwarya Bhav, inside this book full of parakya transcendental, Unnata Jalaras? Ashwarya Madhura, they all have different specialities. In Madhura, Ashwarya is present inside Madhura. But Ashwarya is not in Madhura. Yes, it is there, but it's not manifesting. If I repeat a little bit. So, in this book, Jayadeva Goswami Pandit is telling about Dhirlalita Nayaka Krishna. Krishna is doing showing so much opulence. Why he's showing all this opulence? So that we never think that Krishna is an ordinary person. Otherwise you think Krishna is a lusty man. So to avoid that you think like that, Shastra explains that Krishna is not an ordinary person. Who is Krishna? Keshavadrita. So he said opulence is inside Madhurya, but Madhurya is not inside opulence. So Krishna is Jagadish, Supreme Lord. Who is Keshav? He's the worshipful deity. He's the controller of Brahma and Shiva. He's the controller of Brahma and Shiva. He is Keshava. So this Keshava is doing pastimes. It means he's the controller of the creation and destruction. So that's why Krishna is being called Keshava. And Keshava also means that Krishna is so rasik. Because Krishna is so rasik. Krishna is dressing up. Head dressing the hair of the gopis. Just like a lusty man controlled by the love of a woman, he does whatever the woman asks for. Whatever the beloved wants, the man will do, because he's under the control of her love. This is called Dhiralalita Nayak. He has one quality of being Priyasi Basibhuta, controlled by the blood. So Srimati Radhika is saying to him, telling him, decorate me, put some many kinds of ornaments on my breasts, and Krishna does. Put altar on my feet. Altar on my feet. We go to that place, Javart. Why is the name Javart? Under the banyan tree, Krishna put altar in Srimati Radhika's feet. That's why the name of that place is Javart. The Dhiralalita Nayak has four qualities, and no other avatar of God has these four qualities of the Dhiralalita Nayak. What are the four qualities of Dhiralalita Nayak? So first, Priyasi Basibhuta, controlled by the love of his beloved. Second, Navajovanancha. Krishna is always ever fresh, newly, really beautiful and young. Third, Parihas Patu. He is expert in speaking. And also in jokes. He's expert in speaking funny things. And fourth, always free of worries. Nishchintata, free of worries. What I want to say is that this Dashavatara Stotra, it's described exactly so that we never think that Krishna is an ordinary lusty man. So now all these shlokas, Keshavadrita. So yes, our beloved Gopis are saying, our beloved Krishna, he's not an ordinary person. He came as Matsya. And he protected all the jivas in the time of destruction of Pralaya. When everything is destroyed, in this moment, Swami Bhagava manifests the form of Matsya. And he puts all the jivas in the form of a seed in a boat. Kurma Avatar also, we see, in the time of the churning of the ocean of milk, also Krishna came as the Kurma. And then Shukara Avatar, like the pig incarnation. This Keshava to kill Hiranyaksha, he came as the Varahadev. The same Keshava came in the form of a pig. So all the avatars are Nrisimha avatar. So in the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavata says the Krishna is to Bhagavan Swaya, and all the expressions came from him. All the avatars, they are known different from Krishna, but still by the inconceivable potency they are also different from Krishna. Do you understand? This is the specialty of God. God is only one. God is not two, He is only one. By His potency, transcendental potency, inconceivable potency, Achintya Shakti, let Him make the possible impossible, impossible possible. Gatana Gatana Patyasa Shakti. He manifests eternally in four forms. One, Swayam Rupa, his own form, original, Vrajendananda Shama Sundara. Then second, Tadekatma Rupa, his expansions, the avatars. Okay, so there is Swayam Rupa, Swayam Prakash. Tadekatma Rupa means all the avatars. And then, his potency, his satashita shakti, marginal potency, with the marginal potency he manifests the jivas. So according to the Tattva Vichara, the philosophy, you can see all this, you can analyze this, how it's different and non-different at the same time. This is called Beda and Abheda. How is it possible? Because God has a Gatana Agatan Patyasi potency, Jogamaya, who can make the possible impossible, the possible impossible. Impossible, possible, possible. So Keshava means, two meanings of Keshava, I told mainly two meanings. One, that Krishna is the controller of Brahma and Shiva. So Krishna is not an ordinary person. And also another meaning, that Krishna himself is so rasik, and because he is rasik, Krishna is controlled by the love of Radha and the gopis, and making amorous performing amorous pastimes with them. So whatever Radha and gopis ordered him, Krishna follows their instructions. So that's why his name is also Keshava. Like when you go to the Shringar Bhat, there, in Shringar Bhat, Krishna plucked flowers from the trees, and Krishna decorated the hair of Srimati Radha. That's why his name is also Keshav, Krishna's name. So, but who is telling this? Sorry, who is doing this? All these incarnations, avatars, is Keshav. So, in the Tattva Vichara or Rasa Vichara, Krishna is the only Parampurush, supreme enjoyer and origin of all the avatars. So, Jayadeva Goswami Pada, he was staying in that place and he wrote this beautiful book, Gita Govinda. Especially the Dashavatara Stotra, he wrote there. This stotra can be. There was a Hindu king in Bengal called Lakman Sen. After Mayapur, the Palal, one place. When we go to Chankazi, a little bit after that, Chankazi, this is Palal Diki. Palal Sen. So in this dynasty, it was this. So there was this king of Bengal, Lakhan Sen. Lakhan Sen, Lakshmana Sen, Lakhan Sen. So, he used to have many panditas in his assembly. The kings, they used to keep in his assemblies, big panditas, they used to invite to their assemblies, the kings. They used to call the panditas to their assemblies, courts. How to say court? No, this. Court of the king. So there was a Sabha Kavi, like a main poet in the assembly of Lakhan Sen, Lakshmana Sen. So he read this sloka from the Dashavatara Stotra. His name was Govardhan something, the name of this pandita of the Lakhan Sen assembly. So he showed to Lakhan Sen, Lakhan Sen became so pleased, sing this stotra. And the king thought, oh, I want to associate with the person who wrote this shloka, these verses. So Lakhan Sena, Lakshmana Sena, he prayed to the pandit. I want to listen more about these books. But and so he tried to contact Jayadeva Goswami, but Jayadeva Goswami told, this book is not for the kings. It's only for those who have prema. Because in the introduction of Gita Govinda, Jayadeva Goswami told this verse. Jayadeva Goswami, he wrote just in the beginning of Gita Govinda, this book is not for ordinary people. If you are a Rasik Vaishnav, then you can relish the Rasa Madhurya of this book. Just like if you give some ginger to the monkey will just throw away and cut pieces and throw away. So those who can relish are the devotees. Just like, for example, the Bhagavatam, full of rasa. And who is relishing? The rasik and bhavuka devotees with bhava and who know rasa, they can relish the Bhagavatam, for example. Normal people cannot. Normal people will... Okay, they listen some Gyana Vairagya Katha, normal people. When you're in this material world and become tired, then sometimes you feel some renunciation, isn't it? Otherwise, everybody would like this material world. Who does not like this material world? Happiness of wife, of money, wealth, husband, son. Who doesn't like? Who does not like to eat? Isn't it? Tell me. Who does not like to sleep? Who doesn't like to sleep? So everybody wants this kind of happiness. But doing all these things, when there's some obstacle, then sometimes you, for one moment, you feel some renunciation, vairagya. And then, after this renunciation again, you continue absorbing sense gratification in the samsara. So sometimes samsara vairagya means renunciation of the cemetery or crematorium, sometimes foul vairagya. Shastra describes so many kinds of renunciation. Marakat Vairagya, Vairagya of the renunciation of monkey, of the like Falgu River. Another kind of deliverance. When the lady gives birth to the baby also, there's one kind of, I forgot the name. It's because the woman suffers so much in the child labor, that also one kind of renunciation the woman thinks. She'll never again give birth to any baby. It's temporary also. Okay, so sometimes we're discussing again. There's no happiness in sense gratification to go to liberation, mukti. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma. And so then people may try to merge in Brahma. So the person sees that there's no happiness in this world, and then the person becomes renounced and with renunciation. After that, when the person goes towards mukti, four or five kinds of mukti. So the person gives up Sahaja Mukti and maybe he's searching for the other four kinds of liberation. Sukha Sharja and Prima Seva Uttara. And sometimes also the person gives up the Vaikuntha and wants to go to Goloka Vrindavan. And in Goloka Vrindavan, the devotee can relish the fruit of Prema. So how to relish the sweetness of Goloka Vrindavan? Why was telling all this? Oh yeah, the Gita Govinda. Tattva Vichara and Rasa Vichara is there. Gita Govinda is such a high class book. If somebody has in his heart some curiosity, then you should relish this book a little bit. The more something is covered, everybody wants to know about that thing. What is this rasa? If you have some curiosity about, like, what is this? Jayadeva Goswami is saying this verse. Like, so that's why Jayadeva Goswami said no to Lakhan Sen. He didn't want to tell him Harikatha about Gita Govinda. But then the king came under disguise and came to Jayadeva Goswami and wanted to give also some land and gifts to Jayadeva Goswami. Please tell, stay here, I'll make a very nice land and space for you. But Jayadeva Goswami Pada, he gave up. Gampai? Balal Digi. So first went to Champahati. Then when the king was telling him that he should stay here because you can enjoy the assembly of the Pandits, and so he did a simple hut in his own place with grass. There's a beautiful description that when Jayadeva Goswami Pada, he was after writing this Gita Govinda, Srimati Radhika herself used to come. How? What happened in his life history, it's explained. One time, Jayadeva Goswami Pada, so he was putting the grass on the roof of his, not the straw, he was making in the, like repairing the roof of his kutir. And then Mangalati Devi, she was handing to him the grass for him to put in the roof. Then Jayadeva Goswami, he was absorbed in Bhava, but also doing that service. Then in this moment, it was like midday, and they had a deity, Radha Madhava, in the house. They had to serve the deity. So Padmavati Devi left the grass that she was handing to him and went inside the house. So Srimati Radhika herself was under the scorching rays of the sun and handing to him the grass. Jayadeva Goswami, he was thinking it was his wife. Then some time passed, like 1.5 hours. When Padmavati Devi came, she said, "Prabhu, please take prasad." "Oh, you didn't cook. You haven't cooked. You will start cooking now, huh? You are helping me. No, no, I cooked. Oh, so who's helping me to send, to give me the grass for me to put on the roof? Well, I had gone to cook. I don't know who helped. Oh, she made herself clean. So. What's what? Yes, on the glass. So to listen to his katha, Srimati Radhika herself manifested in the form of Padmavati to come to listen to him singing the glories of Gita Govinda. So this book is so high class, so high class. The glories of this book. There are many stories in the life of Jayadeva Goswami. And what is the main meaning of this book? Like today I told, this verse, this book describes about four kinds of heroes and eight kinds of moods of heroines. So, later many commentaries also describe more about this book. Especially, Jayadeva Goswami, when he was writing his book, I was telling about one verse that when Jayadeva Goswami was telling that Srimati Radhika was in man. Try from her phone and just speak close if she has an extra phone. So there are many kinds of man. Sometimes I speak like Lalita Man, Dujai Man. Just be close. Many kinds of man, Hetu Man, Hetu Man. Many kinds of man. Describing the shots. Srimati Radhika felt man. And to pacify the man of Srimati Radhika, Krishna endeavored so much. To pacify the man of Srimati Radhika, Krishna he put his foot on her feet. She didn't connect. She's just saying, this foot is setting. Krishna even, he put his peacock feather in her feet, but Srimati Radhika didn't give up from her.
Can I put the Facebook directly here? Facebook directly here, please speak, please.
Hey, Srimati Radhika, you are so generous. Please put your lotus feet, so soft lotus feet, on my head. Jayadeva Goswami could not write this. He could not finish this verse, because when he was writing, the Tata Vichar is that Krishna is not an ordinary person. Krishna is God himself. How Srimati Radhika put her feet on the head of the Lord? So you think it's not possible. And then thinking about this, it was like midday, and then he gave the book to his wife, like, and he went to take bath in the Ganges. When Jayadeva Goswami went to bathe, Krishna himself manifested in the form of Jayadeva Goswami and told, give me this book. Oh no, then he told his wife, but Krishna disguised, oh, give me my book, I remember something I want to write. And then she gave. And then this last part. Dehita for the Pallava Mudan, Krishna wrote this part. And then after some time, the real Jayadeva Goswami, he came back. Oh. How did you come back so quickly? Ah, because I was taking bath and I was thinking, oh, give me back my book. Well, but I was thinking how to write, what to write, where to write. Then she said, but you just took the book and how you came back so quickly like this. And then he said, okay, give me the book. Then he saw it was written already. Somebody wrote the end of the verse. Dehitavapada Palavamudara. Oh Padma, your life is successful. Because Krishna himself came and gave you darshan. So okay, Padmavati had the darshan of Krishna. And Jayadeva Goswami had the darshan of Radharani. So this is not ordinary Dasa Madhuri. So this book of Jayadeva Goswami is so valuable. And Mahaprabhu used to relish this. When Mahaprabhu was staying in the Gambira, it's a Persian mood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was so much suffering, separation mood in this moment, so Padmadara and Rayamananda used to come to Mahaprabhu and speak these verses of Jayadeva, Vidyapati Chandidas. And Rayamananda also was reciting this book, Jagannatha Vallabhanataka, and the book he himself had written, reciting to Mahaprabhu. Have you read? This book is so bliss, like give so much bliss to read this book, you don't want to stop reading it. And then Swarupa Damodara also with a beautiful tune, voice. He was doing kirtan. And in this way, the separation of Mahaprabhu was increasing even more. Just like when you put ghee in the fire, the flames of the fire increase even more. So externally, Mahaprabhu was crying, but in his inner heart, he was feeling waves of bliss. So externally, the flames of the fire was very big. It was like the flames of the fire, lapa-lap, like burning. But inside his heart, Mahaprabhu, he was feeling waves of bliss. So we see this Bhava Madhurya of this book. This book is not an ordinary book. Okay, so we went also to Vidyanagar, the place of Sarvam Bhattacharya. It was the Oxford of India, that place. So this Navanyaya, the new logic, was taught there, and Mahaprabhu defeated many great panditas with the Navanyaya, this new logic. That was the center of all the knowledge at the time. All the Sardarshan, the six philosophies of the Vedas, were also Sardarshan.
Sardarshan? They were written there? They were preached there? What happened?
So there's another nine logic. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in that Vidyanagar to many great panditas, and Mahaprabhu was defeating great panditas there. With this Navanyaya, new logic. This philosophy. Gurudev tried to explain the Nava new logic, but then he said we might not understand. He speaks in Bengali, so he continued. So many great pandas used to be defeated. And then after that we went to Kobala. Kobala. Who is that girl, Kobala? Krishna saw her and became amazed. Her beauty, she saw effulgent, like the molten gold. She's illuminating the four directions. No, Shrimati Radhika. Shrimati Radhika, she's so beautiful. The beauty of her form is so much. I feel like I'm breaking this. So she's so shiny, and she's shining, and she's illuminating in the four directions. Oh, she's Raghunathas Goswami. In his totra prayers, he's saying, describing all this, glorifying. Raghunathas Goswami says that in the night time, when Srimati Radhika goes to meet Krishna, in this moment, the sakis of Srimati Radhika, they ornament Srimati Radhika, dress up Srimati Radhika. There are two kinds of meeting abhisar. One in the dark fortnight, in the white fortnight of the moon, Shukla Paksha Abhisar, and in the Krishna Paksha Abhisar. Actually, in the Krishna Paksha Abhisar, means to meet Krishna in the dark fortnight of the moon, is more difficult because Srimati Radhika is so much effulgent. Because she's so beautiful and she's so effulgent and shining, Srimati Radhika, that they have to cover this. Otherwise, everybody will see her in the walking during the night, dark night. So the gopis, they put Karpur, camphor on the body of Srimati Radhika to try to cover her shine. So when Srimati Radhika is going to meet Krishna during the night, so if you lit a candle or something like during the night, you can see more, of course, not during the day, but during the night you can see this light. So during the night, like a dark fortnight of the moon, it's so dark, you know? It's very dark, so Srimati Radhika is so effulgent. So if somebody sees some girl walking also during the night, everybody will be like, who is going? So everybody is like looking and staring. So that's why the sakis, they must put camphor on the body of Srimati Radhika. Or also this Mrigamad Kasturi husk. The husk also on her body, they apply. Musk. Raghunathas Goswami, he described this. So sometimes Krishna was seeing Srimati Radhika from far and he was thinking, oh Bala, who is this girl? When Srimati Radhika is walking, her body, her hair is open. If her hair is open, looks like there's a dark cloud following Srimati Radhika. Looks like when her hair is open and tight. The hair of Srimati Radhika is so big, almost until the earth. Now people like to cut the hair. They have small hair, short hair nowadays. Hey! Yeah, who will take care of this long hair? Better to cut it. But you know, the hair of Srimati Radhika is even long, like, you know, on the earth, even passing the earth, you know, like very big, very long. And black. So good. And they put some gold thing in the hair. It looks like some lightning in the scalp. So some verses describe this. So beautiful. So Krishna was amazed. Kobala, who is this girl? Who is she? So that's the place of Srimati Radhika. So we had the darshan of Radha Kunda. So now I have to go with Ramananda.
Thank you.